Connecting commerce to your community. Bridgeport Regional Business Council President and CEO Dan Onofrio. Now on Melissa in the Morning. On WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
We marked the calendar and Dan Onofrio remembers that we are going to now dive into the most recent talks about the future of the Trumbull Mall. In fact, earlier this week, both residents and officials in the town and the surrounding communities sat down and took suggestions and really talked about what the Trumbull Mall has gone through and what the future could look like. And so Dan Onofrio is here, and we know that Trumbull is part of the BRBC and that Dan has been involved with these talks as well. So Dan, sort of catch us up to where we are today and tell us what happened during this most recent meeting.
Yeah, good morning, Melissa, and happy to discuss the mall study. I think we mentioned it many times that the mall, you know, while it sits in Trumbull, it is a very much so a regional asset to Greater Bridgeport. And, you know, the life cycle of malls has been transforming over, around the country, and Trumbull Mall is no different than any other of the others, with retail, just the way people shop and the types of shops that they participate in, it's changing. And, I would say over a year ago, the town of Trumbull embarked on a journey to do some studies to find out what would be the best and most productive use of the property in the future, and what's feasible and what the market can sustain. So they held, a number of community-driven conversations, charrettes, if you'd like to call them that, to get community input on what it is that they look for and desire and needs. And then StanTech, the consultant that worked on this project over the last year, took the community information and actually tested it against what the market can sustain. So over the last several months, they've been doing these community forums where they were showing the work that StanTech has done, with the community input, and to really show people what the future of the mall and that property surrounding the mall, what it could look like. Now, the last night was the last meeting that they've had of this particular phase. So now they're going to, they're going to go to market. They're going to see, what developers are out there, what kind of investment they can invest into the mall. And I would just say, what I learned yesterday was, this is not an overnight transition, right? It's going to take time. It's going to evolve, I think, over the next 10 plus years. So, what they've shared, and I'm sure once they make all those documents and information public, you're going to look at it like, wow, this is the mall. And the term that they used, Melissa, which I thought was really a great way to look at the property. And now you got to remember, it's not just the mall itself and the buildings that are associated with the mall. Look, mm-hmm. Think of the entire property that runs from the Merritt Parkway all the way to the Bridgeport town line,
where we've seen some of the complexes, the housing complexes that have gone up in recent years, right? As you're
exactly.
coming to the entrance off of the Merritt Parkway. Sure. Like that's part of that property.
Exactly.
Okay.
So the term that they used yesterday, which I thought was brilliant, let's start not talking about it as a mall necessarily, but more of an opportunity to be a district within Trumbull. And, when you think of it through that lens,
like a small community.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
And I was very impressed. And, they talked about initially some really low hanging fruit that really isn't going to take too much of an effort to do. But let's just start with, beautifying and changing the entrances, both from Main Street and on the other side from Madison Avenue, and really try to create this sense of community with, sidewalks and landscaping and that sort of thing with a walking trail. And in fact, if the designs that they presented as potential opportunities with the walking paths and trails around in and around the property, they can get 3 miles worth of walking trails in that area, within that property. And you think of it through that lens, it's like, wow, really? And it's really it was a fascinating discussion. And I was very impressed with the work that StanTech has done, and the landowners, both there's a this adds another bit of complexity to this project because it's not just one owner. For instance, some of the big box stores within the mall, they're actually owned by different businesses. You know, Hudson Bay owns the old Lord and Taylor property. So, you know, they have to be at the table. Then there's the property owners. Then there's, you know, the organization that owns LA Fitness, you know, so they own that building, you know, so it's a complex project, but at the same time, everybody was at the table. And I thought that was what gave me a sense of encouragement. I think everyone should be encouraged that there's some really great opportunity here. But, you know, things like the road, right? Right now, you know, there's this racetrack that kind of goes around the whole property, right? The perimeter of a property. So even, you know, changing how we navigate through the property and the, you know, and taking advantage of the sea of asphalt that's there. There's so much parking, you know, and they showed some footage of the day after Thanksgiving, you know, Black Friday and the Christmas holiday where, you know, people just don't, you know, one, the volume of people going to the mall has been down, of course, but there's just so much parking there. It's just wasted space.
So, like, even you're saying at the highest time where you would expect the parking lots to be packed, they still had pockets where it was pretty empty.
Exactly.
Wow. And that's really telling. Wow.
Yeah, it is. It is. And you know, the other thing I would let people know is don't think that the mall is dead. I think we've talked about this in the past. You know, certainly what they found from the market study that they did and even the community input, there is real desire and interest for people to go shopping at the mall. It's just the type of stores are changing and they're turning over and the type of shopping that exists there. But what they found in the study is the region will and can support the higher end stores like a Macy's. And that's an important discussion to have, too, around Macy's. As you know, they've announced that they're going to be closing some stores here in Connecticut and throughout the country. And, you know, we don't know the future of Macy's at the Trumbull Mall, but I can tell you that they've recently signed a 5-year lease for the Trumbull location. So I, you know, while we can't guarantee they're going to stay there forever, but I don't think they would have signed this lease very recently, for a 5-year time frame to be in Trumbull, unless they, you know, if they were planning on moving, they wouldn't have signed a 5-year lease. In other words, so I think that's encouraging as well.
So we have Dan Onofrio here of the Bridgeport Regional Business Council, and earlier this week, the latest meeting happened over the Trumbull Mall and what the future may bring. And interestingly enough, we learned from Dan, who was inside that meeting, that they're looking at the mall property not as reimagining the mall, but rather creating a district within the town of Trumbull. I love that, Dan. I love that. So can you share with us some of the suggestions that came from officials and certainly residents about this future of the property where the Trumbull Mall is standing right now?
Yeah. So as I mentioned that the yeah, there's a lot of opportunity with the sea of asphalt that surrounds the property where just, you know, even during the peak time over the last year or two, you know, cars just don't park there. So how can we leverage those pieces of the property to complement the mall, right? And, you know, so what they've tested in the market and what seems to be some interest within the community as well as developers and interest with that, with certain industry sectors is, you know, first off is this idea of providing some senior housing opportunities. So, you know, that will get people similar to the apartments up on Main Street there, but it'll get people in the district, right? So with that comes other amenities. And one of them that sounds like there's a tremendous amount of interest is a shopping shopping store, and not just like your traditional grocery store, but ones that have a bit of an experience to them. Mm. And it sounds like they've got a couple grocers that are very, very interested in how this is going to play out. And, you know, when you have these conversations with these grocers, particularly the first question is okay, when are the apartments going to be done on Main Street? Because they know that those people are going to be the ones that are shopping there. So
right.
Similar with the senior housing, right? They want to know, okay, is there enough appetite and development opportunities there to make that happen? So I think that's going to come after we see a little bit more, I think, of the housing opportunities present themselves. The other thing that I thought was interesting, Melissa, was a limited service hotel. And we've talked many times on this show how the region, you know, could use some more hotel
totally.
And conference space.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say limited service, what they mean by that is, you know, the hotel will likely not have a restaurant inside of it, right? Because the idea is that those folks that are coming and staying at the hotel would be using the restaurants in the mall, right?
Sure. I mean, I would say you're right there on the property. Plus, I mean, the thing that we're really lacking, Dan, is not so much that we're trying to attract people to Connecticut to stay per se, but it's for the entertainment. I mean, you know, for example, right in your neck of the woods, you've got the amphitheater, the arena. We're attracting all these people, but we've nowhere to put them. And that's such a great location right off the Mara Parkway. You're one exit away from the connector and boom. I mean, you're talking less than a 10-minute drive away, and all people need is a bed to sleep in. So that's
right.
Fine. That's great.
That's right. And then the other component, which has a lot of, support behind, is leveraging, you know, whether it's in the mall or around the property, in this, you know, again, in the developable opportunities around the property, is some form of recreation.
Sure.
And it could take the form of, you know, they've had a few suggestions, but yeah, as you know, the pickleball.
I was just going to say, is pickleball coming up?
Yeah, pickleball was right at the top of the list.
Sure.
But, you know, things like that would, you know, help the people that are living in and around the area that they can go to, walk to. And, you know, the design that they showed, the concept they showed, you know, and of course you can only look at it through the lens of it's just a concept. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to look like this. But, you know, they really – it was so enlightening to see just the limited development opportunities around the property, how it could really enhance – the mall itself, the physical mall, because it will complement it. And they've really, show that there's things you can do that don't take a lot of money. And, you know, like we could do today, related to the green space and creating more of a communal, look and feel around the mall. You know, because right now you see it just looks like an abandoned building almost sometimes
right.
when you drive around there, right? Because
so
the outside, the facade. So there's things that they can do that, I think, can help complement them all, you know, and with that, you know, then more retailers and restaurants would like to be in the mall because now they have this you know, live, work, and play kind of mixed use happening around the property. So it's really encouraging. I think, you know, if you're a Trumbull resident and, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we all know that the mall is the highest taxpayer in town.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an important project for the town of Trumbull. There is no doubt. And I think what they presented with their research is very encouraging. It shows that, you know, from a feasibility and an economic perspective, it can really boost the grand list for the town of Trumbull. And I think, you know, as we're seeing the housing stock diversify in Trumbull, we've seen it over the last several years. You know, there's Trumbull residents that don't want those single family homes anymore. They want something that, you know, is a little bit more manageable as they get into their retirement ages. And that's the other statistic that they heard. It is this generation of the 65 and older, they're going to be our largest growing demographic for the next 10 years here in Connecticut, which is, it, you know, when you say that, you're like, really? And they're like, yeah. And just the you know, the baby boomers, the volume of people that are hitting that retirement age is just increasing. So it's going to be an interesting transition, and I'm really super excited to be part of it. And I think, I think the people that live and work around that area should be excited about the future. Now they go to market and see, okay, what developers have the economics and the financing and see what can be done, not just short term, but over the course of the evolution of that property.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting, and we'll certainly see what comes next. But Dan D'Onofrio, thank you so much for bringing us inside the meeting, giving us some of the biggest highlights, and we certainly will see what comes next. Thank you so much.
You got it. Have a great day, Melissa.
Thank you. You too. Dan D'Onofrio of the Bridgeport Regional Business Council on WICC.